In the case of OmniTrax, we came up with an idea of using existing satellites, Ku-band satellites, for the communications, and that involved some spread spectrum technology, a very interesting antenna design and approach, and so we patented a number of those things. There are others who have tried to compete with us on specially designed satellites only for that business.
Mm-hmm.
But since we can use a general satellite that's been put up to carry TV and VSATs and so on, and so we can buy a transponders as needed or rent them as needed at a much lower cost, we've always had a financial advantage. So there have been several companies that have tried to compete with us over the years, and they've all gone out of business pretty much. Or just never gotten very much of the marketplace. So we had a technical idea nobody else has really been able to replicate. So nobody else is using a satellite designed for fixed service for a mobile communication system. Globalstar is a voice system. We're using low Earth orbit satellites. The other uses geostationary satellite. And so Globalstar uses CDMA technology, provides voice and data as well, worldwide. Now on the standards, for example, with our CDMA activity, just before we began to point out CDMA was a useful technology, the industry had had a battle over going from analog to digital, what technology to use, debated between TDMA and FDMA, time division, frequency division, multiple axis, and selected, after a long battle, time division, multiple axis. By the way, the first commercial time division, multiple axis telephone, radio telephone, we had developed at our first company, Linkabit, for use under contract with another company, IMM. So we actually did the first TDMA telephone. But in any case, they debated and decided in favor of TDMA and then put a standards group together to develop the standard in a committee setting. We, about a month later, or two later, said, hey, we think CDMA has lots of advantages, and brought that to the attention of the industry, which wasn't well received because of this other battle that had gone on. And so we continued to work to a demonstration and then got enough interest in the industry to go to a commercial size, some integrated circuits that would do the technology, another demonstration, and the industry decided to standardize. In the interim, we had developed effectively a version of a standard. So when we went into the standards process, we went in essentially with a document that was not the final document. There were changes made, but the physical layer, the one that you put into the ICs, in fact, didn't change at all. Signaling change and a few of the other details, number of the other details. And so that standard was kind of based on work largely, although we would work with several companies, but most of the technical work had been done by Qualcomm and a lot of the testing and results. So it's able to come in with something that was a document with a lot of supporting data, still took a year and a half to go through the standards process, but came out pretty much as it went in.